Heavy rains and flash flooding continue over the Carolinas and could spread north all the way to Pennsylvania as Florence continues to wring itself out over the eastern U.S. Meanwhile, parts of Southeast Asia are confronting the effects of another massive storm. Super Typhoon Mangkhut inundated Hong Kong and other parts of southern China over the weekend. In the Philippines, where the storm is known as Ompong, more than 60 people died amid heavy rains and winds of up to 100 miles an hour. Aurora Almendral is a reporter, and she's covering Typhoon Mangkhut in the northern Philippines. You recently saw recovery efforts underway at a mining settlement. Tell us what happened there and what you saw, Aurora.
Really, the day after the typhoon hit, there was a mining settlement several hours south of where the eye of the typhoon passed through, so we didn't expect the level of casualties that happened at this landslide area. A big portion of the mountain, after being deluged by both the storm and the monsoon rains for the past month, slid down and buried a mining settlement. They had two long bunkhouses and about 70 or so people next to a gold mining site were completely buried. And I was at the site today, and the bunkhouses are not visible in any way. And what I've been told by the miners who were helping with the rescue efforts is that the floor of the bunkhouse was now 20 feet below where we were standing on mud.
That's one snapshot of the horrible destruction of Typhoon Mangkhut. And across the islands, can you give us a sense of destruction elsewhere in the Philippines? What have you seen?
I started covering the storm up north near where the eye of the storm passed. And I saw crop damage, building damage, down power lines, trees that were down. Some of the main cities up there had quite a bit of visible damage. The government stationed rescue operations near where they expected to be very bad, so that even though a whole section of the Philippines was out of communication for something like 15 hours, they were able to deal with the typhoon damage up there.
Aurora, what are you hearing from people who have been affected by the typhoon? What's rebuilding going to look like for them?
I think that the main part that people are concerned about is the agricultural damage. The buildings are relatively manageable, but that part of the Philippines is considered the breadbasket of the Philippines. So a lot of crops are being grown there. And even as the storm was coming towards the Philippines, many farmers were sort of hurrying to harvest what they could. And so what they're really worried about now is the sort of long-term crop damage that will affect prices in the Philippines, vegetable availability. And so I think most of the damage that's concerning to both individuals and the government is crops.
So in 2013, the Philippines was hit hard by Haiyan, also known as Super Typhoon Yolanda, and that caused massive destruction and loss of life. How would you compare this typhoon with Haiyan?
I think the destruction of this typhoon has been far, far less than Haiyan, even though the strength has been comparable. They're both super typhoons, but there weren't storm surges like we saw in Haiyan. Storm surge is essentially a typhoon-induced tsunami. And I think that a lot of people didn't evacuate, and there was far less preparation. A lot of hard lessons have been learned since Haiyan.
Yeah, tell us about some of those lessons, especially in terms of agriculture, which you've suggested is going to be the tough one to rebuild. Were preparation and recovery efforts different this time because of what was learned from Super Typhoon Haiyan?
Yeah, I think that what we saw in the wake of Haiyan is that everybody takes a big typhoon like this seriously now. So when people are said to evacuate coastal areas, that there's a danger of storm surges, don't go outside, I think people, you know, remember what happened in Haiyan and take heed. The other thing is that the government seems to be better at pre-positioning the relief goods so they can get to the people as needed. As far as crop damage goes, I think that that's not something that you can really avoid. This is something that really feeds into the cyclical poverty of people who are living in the areas that are heavily affected by the typhoons, because there's not a lot you can do about it when a typhoon tears up your fields.
Reporter Aurora Almendral speaking with us from Itogan in the northern Philippines. Thanks very much, Aurora, and stay safe.
Thank you very much, Marco.